Welcome to Out of the Office. I'm your host, Kaylin Spickler, bringing you ideas for your next Out of the Office adventure.
You've got to get that bird's eye view of the valley.
Off the couch and away from video games.
If there was one event I would keep inventing, this is the baby.
Got a few things in store.
Every month we sit down with business owners, regional experts, and everyday people to talk about all there is to offer in the Roanoke region.
That's the thing, right? Like, there's always so much fun stuff to cover on a podcast.
My favorite day.
They're having a blast.
We are loving it.
So we are here today for our second episode of Out of the Office and at the Libraries. My name is Caitlin Gills, and this is
Kaylin Spickler.
So we're really happy to be here. So excited that this is our second episode, and
yes,
we're well into almost springtime. So that's really exciting over at the Libraries. Last month, you guys know that we had Love Your Library Month, so I thought I'd share some of our cute little messages. One of them said that the library is the best.
Oh.
Staff is always helpful and nice. One of my favorites is just 4 exclamation points. So very excited about their libraries. And then cute little pictures drawn by children. I wish I would have brought them so you could see them. But like, everyone loves drawing cats. And speaking of cats, someone wrote Catterday reading is perfect. For those of you that don't know, Catterday reading takes place at the Vinton Library. And they bring animals from RCACP, cats, and children can read to them. It's adorable.
That's so sweet.
I'd want to take them all home. My husband would be very mad at me. But so they read to them. And then, you know, some other little notes included. I love all the events and crafts, and staff is always helpful and nice. And that is definitely true.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Across the board, that is very true. That is what I wrote on the one. I was only able to do one. I feel so bad.
No, don't feel bad.
But I did one heart, and I wrote the staff.
Oh, I appreciate that. So something fun, speaking of staff, something fun that we just did is had a book cart naming contest.
Oh.
So just internal with staff. So I wanted to share some of these names because they're fun, and then see if you can think of any.
Okay, okay.
Cardi B.
Oh my gosh. These are even better than I expected.
Dolly Carton.
Okay.
J.K. Rowling.
Oh, that's so good.
Cart Vader.
Okay.
Captain Cart Sparrow.
Okay. Yes.
And Cartness Everdeen.
Oh my gosh.
Some real winners there. And I had a lot more. It was hard to narrow it down to what, just 5 or 6?
Yeah.
So super fun. I'll post some stuff on our social media in the coming weeks of the carts and their names, and anyone can go on and comment with their own names.
Yes.
Have you thought of any?
Oh my gosh. None that would top any of those. Let's see if I can think of a Taylor Swift reference.
That's what I was about to say. Where is it?
Okay. Oh my gosh. I know she talks. Oh, like the Dead Poets Department.
Oh, there you do- go. There you
something. Something with that.
Yeah.
The Dead Poets cart.
Yes.
Is that too like sad? No. I mean, if people know the reference, like, that's also, like, a very, like, cult, like, that's, like, a movie, the Dead Poets Society.
Yeah. Very true.
Like, it's a thing.
It is a thing. So.
I don't know.
See?
Yeah.
And you thought of it in 5 seconds, so good job. Proud of you.
Wow, but those are all really good.
Yeah.
And just, like, the ones that tied into books and authors. That's impressive.
That was really good. So I was proud of staff on coming up with some of those because I sat there and I was like, this is just going to be silly. And it is silly, but also, like, it definitely created a sense of fun between the staff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And you can kind of, like, you could make the carts be with that theme. Like, you could have Katniss, the Cartness Everdeen one, have like a little cape or something.
Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
We should. Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone broke out the label maker and just have labeled them at this point, so it's funny.
Wow, such like a easy thing to get so many people excited and probably the community excited too.
Right? Yeah. So everyone be thinking of theirs and post it on our social media in the next couple of weeks.
So was that all Roanoke County Library staff or just South County Library staff that came up with those names?
It was everyone. So we have a weekly staff email and it went out in that. So everyone got to partake if they chose to, so super fun.
Very nice.
But speaking of South County, we have some exciting changes that have taken place there.
Okay.
Our quiet reading room now has tables for people to study at, and that room, first off, it's beautiful. There's a great view with windows. There's a fireplace, but now there's study tables, and I've been with the library almost 10 years, and I've never seen it so busy.
Oh, wow.
So that space is being used, and it's great. And then we've used another section of the library to create, like, conversation pods, and it's right next to the teen center. So we're seeing teens and an adultish crowd. I'll talk about adultish later.
Okay.
kind of hang out in there, and they get comfortable, you know, sit crisscross applesauce with their laptops, and they're working away. So it's just been a great environment. And the teen center also has gone through some renovations where there's more space, and the teens are just loving it. So
good.
Yeah,
that's so exciting.
By.
Yes, yes. And I actually did stop by the library incognito on Tuesday to get my passport
done.
Yes. So that was so fun to be able to utilize the library in that way, which I know is something I think we even talked about when we did the podcast last.
Yes, I think so. So yay, you did it.
Yes, I did it. So utilize the library there.
Perfect.
And then this afternoon, I am hoping to utilize the library walking trail at South County.
Yes.
And I'm very excited for that. Yes. I haven't done it. Like, how long of a trail is it? Just kidding.
I'd say from the library, like, just to the trail and back to the library, it's probably about half a mile.
Oh.
But you can cross the road and go behind the school, and there's a track there. So maybe double it.
Okay.
But yeah, we patrons love that trail.
Yeah.
And it is really nice because you can hear the frogs in the wetland trail and then hear the kids playing baseball at the park nearby.
Yes, yes. I definitely agree with you. And that, so our very first ever Roanoke County podcast came out this month last year.
That's right.
And that was something I literally said, is I just associate springtime with, like, seeing the baseball field lights and all that. Like, that is how I know that spring is here.
Yes. Yes, for sure. You walk out, the sun's still out, and it's so nice, and today's weather is beautiful. So
it really is, and I am excited to now associate hearing frogs with spring. I don't think I have ever lived in an environment that facilitated that.
I know. Come hang out.
Yes.
5 o'clock, they seem to wake up.
That's so funny. I will, now I'm even more, like, excited to go and experience that this evening, see if I see any frogs. If you hear me scream, that means I found one.
Right, yes. So, speaking of our spaces, the Hollins Library is getting a little bit of a reorganization. There's a new teen space. They've kind of reorganized their shelves back in there, and teens can hang out in beanbag chairs for programming, so it's looking great over there.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's so cool that we have so much teen involvement, that we are just accommodating to them and creating more of a space for them to want to be at.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, libraries are all about education and cradle to grave. Like, we want to be there for you all the time for whatever you're going through in life. Come to the library.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's something that I am increasingly knowing and seeing and feeling, and I just hope that everyone else feels that way too.
Right?
Yeah.
Such a good feeling.
Yes. What else is exciting and new?
So I can't believe I'm about to say this, but we're already planning for the summer reading program.
Yes.
So, you know, it's only March, but really it's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to do a teaser that it's going to be super fun this year. And you can collect limited edition badges, which are just button pins, as you adventure this summer at your library.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. I hope the community is ready for it.
Right? I know. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got great programs lined up for summer. So more on that.
Yes, I'm excited to hear more as more is able to be released.
Yes. But upcoming programs include, I said I was going to talk about adultish. So this is a new category that we're kind of looking at. So it is for people that aren't really teenagers anymore, but they maybe grew up coming to the library and now they feel like they don't have a place to go. So we really want that age group to come in, and we have stuff for them. I have to say them because I think I'm out of the age range now.
I was going to say, am I like in the age range? You're but then I was like, wait, maybe not.
I think you're in the age range.
Okay.
So it's like you're 18 to 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out of it.
No.
So, you know, maybe you just graduated college, you just graduated high school, you moved to the area. It's a great place to meet new people, from Dungeons and Dragons to we have game nights where we play games like Splendor or Point City. We just had laser tag at South County this age group. And actually, really, any adult can come. We had a woman that was pregnant. We had an older couple, and everyone was just having a ball.
Wow.
So super fun. I think we had 20 people. It was after the library closed on a Friday night.
Wow.
So super fun. So keep an eye out for adultish type things.
Yeah. That is very impressive. 20 people.
Right?
On a Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. So wow. Super exciting.
Well, and I think that, like, just from my own experience, I feel like, just like I said, from my own experience, I feel like I just like don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you guys are really attempting to fill a gap.
So really, if you're looking for a calmer atmosphere to meet new people, check out our website for all the events that we have coming up. And it's just growing.
Yeah.
So I think we'll see that grow even more throughout the year.
Yeah. How often do you do adultish events? Is this like once a quarter, once a month?
So yeah, once or twice a month we seem to be doing events for the adultish crowd. So it's just a lot of fun. And I can't wait to see more.
Yes. That's so exciting. Yes. That's just very cool.
Yeah, for sure. So of course we're still early in March and we have a lot of fun things coming up, from Easter egg hunts to the spring dance parties for preschoolers and egg decorating. One thing that we're participating in is Roanoke County's Easter Egg Extravaganza on the 23rd at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Green Hill Park. So our Words on Wheels bookmobile will be there, along with our community engagement librarian, some other library staff, and we'll be having fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I know that is going to be a big event.
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
So it should be a lot of fun, lots of kids. So
yes.
Bring your family out. Come and see us.
Yeah. I don't want to give away all the surprises. I don't know that they are surprises, but I just will say it is going to be very cool.
Yay! It will be fun. Something else we're gearing up for is the teen art show in April. So all of our teen art clubs this month are making items that can go into the art show, and then we'll have photos on our website and social media and a reception later in April. So this is our second year doing that, and I think it'll be a great turnout.
Very nice.
And then, of course, we have April, and April's super fun because it's National Library Week starting the week of April 8th, and we're going to do something different. We're going to have a spirit week at the library.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So not only staff are going to dress up, but we're inviting patrons to dress up.
Yes.
So Monday is Stereotypical Librarian.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have a PJ Day, Wacky Wednesday, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
So everyone can dress up. If you dress up, you'll get a coupon, or you'll get to enter for a prize at the end of the week.
Okay.
So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Yes, the pictures are going to be so good from that.
Absolutely.
Spirit Week was my jam.
Right? It's so much fun.
Yeah.
So
I have often said, like, I wish you had this in adult world.
So if you need an excuse to wear your PJs, just come to the library the first week of April and we'll hook you up. So just show up in your PJs. You'll get a coupon. You might win a prize. And, of course, if you don't have a library card, be sure to sign up for one.
It's a win, 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 win.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. And the other thing is, mark your calendars. I'm sure y'all maybe have seen the billboards already, but the eclipse is coming on April 8th as well. So all of your Roanoke County Library locations are going to have eclipse parties from 2 to 4:30 p.m. on that day. Registration is required because we do have the glasses.
Perfect.
But we have limited quantities. So registration will open up March 8th.
Awesome. Yeah. I know that'll be big. That is so exciting.
Right? Yes.
Yes. Wow, so many great things.
I know.
I'm continuously amazed, and I shouldn't be because this is the Roanoke County Library, but you guys go above and beyond every month, every week, every day.
Thanks, yeah. So So we've got lots of fun planned. Oh, and the book sale, that's coming up. People okay. love the book sale at South County. So all the things.
Yes, all the things.
Super fun. Good. And exciting.
Well, I'm excited to hear more about them as we get to experience them. And I'm excited for the community to get to experience them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. One thing to circle back on last month's podcast, I don't think I read a single page.
Oh, no.
No.
That's okay.
And I have not gotten to read anything, but...
You can always catch up.
Yes, that is on the agenda, especially with this nice weather. I feel like that's when I do my most reading, mm-hmm. which I think maybe I said. Like the summer, that's when I read for yeah. some reason. Because even though in the winter, like you get all like snug and yeah. read, I'm more of like a sit outside and read.
Yep,
yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get that.
So I'm optimistic by the time we do this next month.
There we go. Yep. You'll have read something, I promise.
Yes, I will.
I feel it.
I will.
So thank you for listening to this month's Out of the Office and At the Libraries podcast. As a reminder, if you haven't already, be sure to download the Libraries app, RVL Mobile, where it is your one-stop shop for all things library.